It is a different night and a different celebration. So much stand, and sit. Nos levantamos, nos sentamos, nos levantamos, nos sentamos. We could go on and on with that. There are still some readings that we did. If you follow the missalette, you're going to find another 4 readings at least there that we didn't read. But it is because it is a special night. It is a special celebration. And I just want to say a few words. And when I start saying that I'm going to say a few words, please don't try to count the words. You get lost. Because the few can multiply, you know. But I will try not. Just to pause for a moment and see the beauty of tonight's gathering and celebration that we call the solemn vigil. Vigil because we are vigilant. We are announcing Jesus' resurrection. We begin at 8 p.m., not because we just want to start a mass a little later. No, empezamos a las 8 en esta fiesta. Vamos a ver un poquito de lo que es la belleza que celebramos. Empezamos a las 8. And the reason is sunset. We started at 8. Sunset was 7:53 p.m. I checked that. At least that's what is on the iPhone, you know, it says. Meaning, we begin after sun is down, when night has begun. Empezamos cuando la noche ya llegó. O pôr do sol já aconteceu. Iniciamos a celebração no anoitecer. Because out of darkness, we see light. De la oscuridad, hay una luz. Y antes de las otras luces, solo había esa. La luz de Cristo. We begin with the light of Christ. When was the last time that you were amazed at something in your life? Quando foi a última vez que em tua vida te sentiste, como se diz, amazed, maravilhado, que te sentiste maravilhado delante algo? Sometimes in nature, when we see something really beautiful, we have no words to describe. Sometimes a music, we listen to it and we can say, wow, that's amazing. Sometimes art, painting, if you admire that. Sometimes when people watch Game of Thrones, I don't know. I'm not amazed, but I never seen one, not even one. So I don't know anything about it. I don't have HBO, so I don't watch that. But just to say that, and sometimes people look into virtual reality to feel amazed. They have to put on special glasses. They have to go into another dimension because they don't find an amazement in the world today. Há pessoas que já não logram encontrar nada no mundo que possam dizer me siento maravillado por eso. Y tiene que buscar afuera. O en el mundo virtual. O en el mundo de las drogas. Uno que va por allí es porque está buscando algo que lo deja maravillado. Y ahí sabemos que nos equivocamos en muchas situaciones cuando buscamos esta maravilla. Onde na nossa vida está a razão daquela profunda alegria que nos deixa extasiados, sem voz, sem palavras, simplesmente maravilhados? Onde encontramos isso? Early that Sunday morning, the women, as we just heard in the gospel, they went to the tomb. And they were amazed. They were surprised. The tomb was empty. Fueron por la mañana las mujeres a la tumba de Jesús y estaba vacía. Se quedaron maravilladas. That's the true amazement in life. That's the reason we are here. Invited to get amazed by nature, the fire, the water that we're going to bless in a while, the wind of the Holy Spirit that is blowing. Soon we have the baptism of those who have been prepared. All of this should make, you know, bring the happiness of an amazement into our lives. Todo eso que celebramos, la luz, el fuego, que tiene tantos símbolos como el Espíritu Santo, el viento, el agua que vamos a bendecir, todo eso es decir que la naturaleza es una nueva criatura, también la naturaleza como nosotros que celebramos en Pascua. All nature is renewed as we are at Easter. A historia do povo de Deus que ouvimos, desde Abraão, a libertação da escravidão do Egito, os profetas que anunciavam: venham quem tem sede, venham quem tem fome, o Senhor vai providenciar. Nesta celebração celebramos, trazemos, fazemos presente toda a natureza, toda a criação. Easter is the beginning, the first day of new creation. It is the day that indeed the Lord has made. Let us be glad and exalt. When the women went back to tell the apostles that the tomb was empty, their story seemed like nonsense. La historia que las mujeres que fueron a la tumba y regresaron a decir a sus discípulos, no, para ellos la historia se parecía una locura, desvaríos de ellos que no sabían lo que estaban hablando. Yet, it was true. When we have a hard time find amazement in God's presence, maybe we are following or falling into that idea that it is nonsense. Let us do like Peter. Go and realize the truth. And the gospel says that he saw and he was amazed. Cuando nuestra vida o nuestra oración o nuestra fe delante del Señor se parece como una locura, como algo que no tiene sentido, que ya no nos trae nada, vamos a hacer como hizo Pedro, que fue y se certificó y vio que la tumba estaba vacía y se quedó maravillado. Cuando na nossa vida tudo parece sem sentido, e quando nos falam de fé e de um Cristo vivo, parece que é uma loucura, que é falar sem conexão com nada. Vamos fazer como Pedro, que foi até o túmulo e viu que estava vazio e ficou maravilhado, extasiado com aquilo. May this celebration and Easter bring back the amazement, a holy amazement into our lives, that will give meaning, that you see that we have a light to follow, and you give meaning and happiness and the hope of a new day, because in the risen Lord we are all new creatures.